you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Psalm 20, verse 7 says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Boy, isn't that the truth, that we put our trust, our faith in the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hey, happy Thursday. Good to see you, friend, here on this 27th day of July 2017. My name is Joey Kroll. I got my cup of coffee here. And I am fellowshipping with you in Christian love. I'll tell you what, it's so good to spend some time with you here on a Thursday. Last week we wrapped up our VBS, and I'll tell you what, I have been so exhausted this week, still recovering. And boy, we were so exhausted from VBS, but it's so good to share the gospel with these kids. So had a chance to do that this past week. Had a busy Sunday at church. We had testimonies shared on Sunday. And that will kind of bleed into just our time together today, because we're going to be talking about how to share your testimony. It's going to be a good time together. So stick around for that. Hey, just want to update you and let you know what's going on here. We are getting ready for a special bus trip to the Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago, along with the Singing Men of GNN. It's happening on Saturday, August 26th, and you're invited for that trip to Chicago to tour the Pacific Garden Mission and watch a live production of their program, Unshackled. Did you know Unshackled is the longest-running radio drama in history? Yeah, still going on, I'll tell you. That day will include dinner at the Pacific Garden Mission as well, some great testimonies and praise and worship music, and the Singing Men of GNN will be performing there as well. So we'll depart from Marketplace Mall at 11:45 sharp that Saturday, August 26th, and we'll return at around 11:15 that night. The cost is $30, and you do need to fill out a registration. Seating is limited, and it's first come, first served. You can get more details by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org. There's even a place for you to register for the trip right there at our website. Or you can call, if it's easier for you, 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777. Again, that's coming up on Saturday, August the 26th. Also, as we wrap up here the month of July, which, by the way, August begins next Tuesday. Yeah, no kidding. Flying by this summer. Would you remember us here at Great News Radio with a gift of support? I'll tell you what, we really do depend on God's grace, of course, but we also depend on your faithful prayers and your faithful gifts as well. And summer tends to be a slow time for many, many ministries. So your gift this month, your gift here in the summer months really, really help out this ministry so that we can continue to broadcast the good news of Jesus, share the gospel, and edify the saints. If you feel led to do so, our mailing address here is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, if you missed that, if I went over that a little too quick, Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can give online safely and securely by clicking on the donate button at greatnewsradio.org. Hey, don't go too far. We're going to be talking about how to share your testimony from Ephesians chapter 2 on the way right after this here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
My name is Matthew. You might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard, last week they took him. On Friday my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen. He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. How I adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
Is Peter, maybe they told you I had denied him. I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few, but I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword. Is this what I've taught? That's when they took him, later they beat him. It's Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fall. I am a soldier, I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside, but it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. Darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
Listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on this July 27th, 2017, Joey Kroll here with you. You know, the Word of God calls us to be witnesses. Jesus says, you are to be my witnesses. And a witness is someone who tells what they've seen, heard, and experienced. And today, we're going to talk about how to share your testimony. And the neat thing is, you don't have to be a theologian to share your testimony about Jesus. You don't have to have all the answers to be a witness for the Lord Jesus. You don't have to know your Greek or your Hebrew or your Aramaic to brag about our great God. You know, I think of the man born blind healed by Jesus. I think it's in the Gospel of John, and the Pharisees were really pressing him with all these hard questions and really putting him on the spot after being healed. And the man said, I have no idea. All I know is I was blind, but now I see. If you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to Ephesians chapter 2. We're going to take a look at a couple of different verses here. A little background before we get started on how to share your testimony. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 says, "You were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love which he had loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ." Talk about a beautiful passage right there. Look at verse 1. It says, "And you were dead in your trespasses and sins." Friend, did you know that before coming to Jesus Christ, you were dead in your sins? You know, sometimes when we see the word death in the Bible, it doesn't always mean the soul separated from the body. It can also mean separation from God in a place called hell. Eternal death. Think about that. Torment. Eternal separation, everlasting destruction, unquenchable fire, a place of weeping and gnashing of teeth, a place of torment day and night forever and ever. The Bible says that we were dead in our sins. Think about that. Before coming to Christ, friend, we were one car accident away from eternal separation. We were one heart attack away from eternal separation. We were one breath away from eternal separation. We were dead in our sins. And also, we used to walk to the tune of the world. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2 says, "In which you once walked, following the course of this world." Friend, what's the course of this world? How much time do you have? We live in a world that says, well, God doesn't exist. God is dead. There's no such thing as God. You know, we may have not said that with our lips, but we lived as if he did not exist or didn't matter. We live in a me-centered world today. We lived according to the course, the tune of this world. I remember somebody in my family before coming to Christ supported an abortion clinic. And now when they got saved, their eyes were opened and said, "What was I doing? Walking according to the course of this world." Bible also tells us, before we came to Christ, we were devilish. Ephesians 2, verse 2 says, "In which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air." Friend, did you know that the walking dead, the spiritually dead folks in our own backyard are living under the dictatorship of the devil? He's pulling their strings. They are puppets in the hands of the enemies. They're slaves. We had no desire in following God. Bible also tells us before coming to Christ, we were sons and daughters of disobedience. We carried out the sinful passions of the flesh. We were children of wrath. And it doesn't really paint a nice picture of our sinful state before coming to Christ, does it? So while we were dead in our sins, while we were living for ourselves, while we were walking in tune with the world, while we were puppets on a string for the devil, while we were sons and daughters of disobedience, while we carried out the passion of the flesh, while we were by nature children of wrath, we come to verse 4 of Ephesians chapter 2. It says, "But God." Two of the most beautiful words in God's word. "But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he had loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive." Friend, because of God's awesome love, because of God's awesome grace, because of God's awesome mercy, he made us alive while we were in our sinful, wicked, nasty state. And how did he do that? By sending his perfect and holy Son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross for the penalty of our sin. And friend, it doesn't apply to our account until we receive it, until we believe it, until we receive and believe the Lord Jesus Christ. We were dead in our sins, but now we're alive. We were dead but God made us alive. And friend, how could you not tell anyone about that great news? What Christ did for you and for me. You know, that when we do share what Christ did for us, it's called our testimony. So as you formulate a testimony and share what God has done for you, there are many ways. I'm sure there are many tools out there to help you formulate a testimony. But what we share in our church should basically have 3 points in your testimony of what your life looked like before coming to Christ. For me, I remember growing up, was active in church, did all the right things, bowed my knee at the right times and repeated certain things at the right time in our church, but I didn't know Christ. I was just going through the motions. I grew up with religion. That's what it was. I grew up with religion. So in formulating your testimony, you should share what your life looked like before coming to Christ. And the second part of your testimony should include how you came to Christ. That moment of conversion, that aha moment where you know the Holy Spirit was convicting you. I remember for me, it was in a Christian counselor's office in Arlington Heights, Illinois. I believe it was a Thursday night. It was a rainy night. I remember that. It was kind of a drizzly, rainy night. I was 17, about to go on 18. It was the fall time. And the Christian counselor shared with me the way of salvation, that it is through Christ and Christ alone. And I remember, too, I'll tell you what, I remember just the conviction of the Holy Spirit. I mean, it was thick. You felt, you had that, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior feeling. I can't explain it. I really can't. And Jeff Foray, who was the Christian counselor, shared with me how to receive Christ. So in your testimony, it should include what your life looked like before coming to Christ, how you came to Christ, and third point of your testimony, your life since coming to Christ. For me, I'd love to say that I grew automatically after coming to Christ. In fact, it took me 7 years to really get serious about my faith. I mean, it took me 7 years to start giving and tithing, and it took me 7 years to be serious about church attendance. It took me 7 years about seriously studying the Bible and Bible study and Sunday morning. I mean, it took me several years, but once it clicked, oh friend, it clicked. Once I got it, I got it. Praise God, and still need to grow in many areas of my life, though, but so grateful for God's goodness. So your testimony, friend, as you share about what God has done for you, your personal Christian testimony should include what your life looked like before coming to Christ, how you came to Christ, and your life since coming to Christ. Don't ever underestimate the power of a Christian testimony.
Praise.
That's right, Ginger Millerman here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Joey Kroll with you. You can always drop me a note anytime. Love hearing from you. Joey at greatnewsradio.org. Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.